Down in the trenches of this battle to keep people in their homes is a group of nonprofit housing counselors. They are the ones who hold the hands of desperate homeowners navigating bank bureaucracy. Lost documents, ignored phone calls. Stories like that are a dime a dozen when housing counselors get together. So when they gathered at a conference a few weeks back in Charlotte, I frankly expected to hear a lot of criticism aimed at Bank of America.
I think they're trying to be proactive, trying to, you know, make it easier for counselors and agencies.
Proactive? Making it easier for counselors? Cheryl Merritt with Consumer Education Services in Raleigh was not the only housing counselor who talked like that about Bank of America. Here's Celeste Collins of On Track Financial Education and Counseling in Asheville.
One of the things that Bank of America did do that has helped our agency is they set up a hotline essentially for our housing counselors. And so we do have a more direct access than we did early on in the mortgage crisis.
Now, I left that conference still skeptical, so I phoned some other housing counselors around the state to ask which mortgage servicer they think is doing the best job.
Okay, I think Bank of America probably is. Probably the one that's the most has stepped forward the most.
That is Steve Obendorf with Consumer Credit Counseling Services of Gaston County. And here is Bruce Hamlet at Community Link in Charlotte.
I agree, and I think also that, I mean, look back over the last 12, 24 months. I mean, it seems like every week there's been another disparaging article come out on Bank of America. And so I think they have worked the hardest to try to clean up their image.
Many of the improvements North Carolina housing counselors praise are actually mandated by a settlement Bank of America and four other big mortgage servicers made with the states over botched foreclosure practices. But whatever the bank's motivation, Hamlet says these days he's actually relieved when a client comes to him with a mortgage from B of A.
Okay, this one, as long as the client works with us and gives us everything we need from them to put together a full package, I know we can get it submitted and pushed through the pipeline fairly quickly.
He says there's no more faxing and then we never got it claims from the bank, thanks to a web portal Bank of America set up for submitting loan documents. And when I ask about other improvements, Hamlet points to this guy.
I'm Audie Cashin. I'm the manager of the Customer Assistance Center here in Charlotte for Bank of America. We have three underwriters and seven specialists who actually work with customers directly to help them avoid foreclosure and save their homes.
Directly, as in you can come to this nondescript two-story office building in Northeast Charlotte and meet with someone face-to-face about your pending foreclosure. And that same person will be the only person you deal with during the process. No more bouncing from one department to the next. Offering a single point of contact is another requirement in the mortgage settlement.
The people can come back in anytime they'd like, set up another follow-up appointment. So back here is where all of our specialists are.
Bank of America has another of these centers in Raleigh and dozens more in hard-hit housing markets across the country. Wells Fargo has them too, though none here in North Carolina. Since 2008, Bank of America has increased staffing tenfold to help distressed borrowers. Selena Whitley started off 2 years ago modifying B of A mortgages over the phone. Then she switched to the Customer Assistance Center.
Tell me why you decided to make that switch.
Actually, because I like being able to speak with a person face to face. They can look at you and tell in your reactions and how you're empathizing with their situation and not just have an understanding, oh, I'm just a number over the phone.
Housing counselors say that kind of human touch is precisely the thing big banks have lacked during this foreclosure crisis. While they see improvements now, they say nightmare experiences still happen, and Bank of America is no angel. It's still the cause for the vast majority of complaints that have come into the office overseeing the national mortgage settlement. Community Link's Bruce Hamlet says it's a numbers thing. Bank of America has far and away the most troubled mortgages on its books.
Bank of America is, you know, Snow White and the rest of them are the seven dwarfs when it comes to volume. They probably had the biggest mess to clean up.
And the most at stake if they don't. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.